Where were you born?
I was born in Philadelphia in a hospital downtown. My cousin delivered me and I grew up outside of Pennsylvania.
How were your parents like and who were they?
My parents were amazing parents, Richard and Sharon, and we had an amazing childhood. We grew up outside of Philadelphia. They both worked when I was little and I spent a lot of time with my grandparents and we had a lot of fun.
Tell me about one of the most important people in your life.
One of the most important people in my life was my grandfather, William Lehman. When he retired from the military, he was a general in the Army. He had a lot of influence in my life. He was very funny, had a great sense of humor, a very good work ethic, and was just an amazing person.
How was he in the Army?
He had a lot of friends. He was very loyal and dedicated. And by the time he retired, he was a general in the Army.
Where was he born?
He was born in Manion, which is outside of Philadelphia in Pennsylvania. He was one of 10 children, and his father was the only doctor in Manion.
Do you know who his kids were?
Yes, he only had one child, which was my mother.
How did you meet your husband?
I met my husband in graduate school at Arizona. He was one of the only people from Chile attending the graduate school, and we had a lot of different activities, and a lot of time was spent with the Latin group, which was included my husband.
When did you start to date?
We started to date my last year in graduate school. In the fall of that year.
What year was it for him in graduate school?
It was his last year as well, so we dated the whole year, and then by the end of the year, we decided we would either person would go where the other one went when they graduated if we got a job. So I had a job because he graduated after me in San Francisco, so we moved there together.
Did you like living in San Francisco?
I loved San Francisco. If I could go back there, I would go back in a heartbeat.
When you were growing up, what role did religion play in your life?
Religion played a large part of my life. I went to a Catholic elementary school, and we attended church once a week. We had choir practice, and also would go to church on Sundays with our families, and then in high school, I went to a Catholic. Growing up, religion played a great part in my life. I went to Catholic elementary school. We would go to practice once a week for choir practice. We would attend church once a week and then also go to church on the weekend with our families. When I was in high school, I went to an all-girls Catholic school where we would also attend church once a week and then attend church on the weekend with our family. So we also had religion class where we spent a lot of time learning about religion during the week.
Did it play an important role before and after your marriage?
It probably played more of an important role before my marriage. We still have not really been in church that much since we got married. Our youngest son, or oldest son, Lucas, all of our kids were baptized, but Lucas also went to school for First Communion, and he was had his First Communion in San Francisco, but we haven't really been to church since we've moved to LA.
What are some of the jobs held by past generations in your family?
A lot of different jobs. One of my cousins was Secretary of the Navy. My grandfather was a general in the Army. My mom was in charge of a hospital. A lot of relatives in the financial industry in New York. That's probably the biggest ones.
Did they all live in the U.S. when they had these jobs?
People in the military and the intelligence industry have lived all over, but yes, most of them were based in the U.S., except for my husband, who worked for his uncle in a bank in Chile when he was younger.
Where did he start to work after your marriage?
After our marriage, he started to work in San Francisco for a company called Barclays Global Investors, which was a smaller company, which after that was bought by Barclays, and then he changed up to Oak Tree Capital in Los Angeles a few years after that.
Where did you grow up, and what was childhood like?
I grew up outside of Philadelphia in Lafayette Hill, Pennsylvania. My childhood was amazing. I had a great time. I worked in IKEA when I was 16 and older through college and high school, and had a great time in school with my friends. It was a very close community. We had a great time.
Can you tell me about if your childhood was good or did you have problems when you were younger?
I had a great childhood. It was a lot of fun. We were all very close. A lot of us went through the same elementary school and then continued on into the same high school together, so we were all very close.
Did you like going to school?
I enjoyed going to school. It was a Catholic all-girls school, but it was a lot of fun. I played a lot of sports and just had a lot of fun. It was a good school.
Why was it a good school? Why did you like it?
It was fun because we were always together. We didn't have to worry about boys being around. Everyone had a lot of fun, had a great sense of humor, and we were good in sports and just had a really good time together.
How long were you in that school?
I was in that school for 4 years.
It was a good school, right?
Yeah, it was a very good school. I had a scholarship to go there because I got a good test grade on my entrance exam.
Was it a boarding school?
It was not a boarding school. It was a Catholic all-girls school, a private school located in Flavertown, Pennsylvania, but it was not a boarding school.
Thinking about the jobs you've held, is there one that stands out as your favorite?
My first job out of college was my favorite. It was an investment banking job located in New York. We all lived in the city. We were all the same age, so we would work together and go out together at night, and we had a lot of fun and worked very hard and learned a lot.
What other jobs did you have?
I had an investment banking job in San Francisco for 15 years with Bank of America. Very stressful job, but I learned a lot.
Was that your final job?
That was my final job before we moved to LA, and I decided to stop working and take care of my kids.
How do you feel how do you feel affected by this midterm election?
I think the midterm election was very divisive. People felt very strongly about who they wanted to vote for, and it sparked not only a lot of conversation, but a lot of controversy.
Did you agree with the stuff that came out of the...
Not all of it. Some was good, some was bad, but I think that's what happens with any election.
What did you mostly vote for?
What do you mean?
Democrat? What party? Republican? Did you vote mostly yes on props or no on...
Mostly yes on the propositions in California.
Have you ever had a profound religious experience?
Probably the most profound religious experience I've had was my marriage. When we were saying our vows, there was lightning and thunder, and we all laughed because it was in Arizona. Normally, the weather does not do that, so we all... thought that was very profound.
Was your wedding a nice wedding?
It was a beautiful wedding. All of our friends and family were there, and everyone got along, even though they spoke different languages, so it was a lot of fun.
What was the location?
Tucson, Arizona. In a hacienda, an old hacienda, Hacienda del Sol, it's called, and they have transformed it into a resort, and it was beautiful.
Was all your family there?
Yes.
And your husband's
family? Not all my husband's family. He comes from a very large family, so it's kind of hard for a lot of them to come, but at least 60 people from Chile were able to make it. So it was a beautiful wedding.
Can you share me the story about how your grandmother and grandfather met?
No.
Do you not know?
I don't know. I know they met in Manion, Philadelphia when they were young, and my grandfather was in the army. My grandmother was just graduated from high school, and they met and fell in love.
What about your parents?
They met, my father was a lifeguard on the beach in Wildwood, New Jersey, and my mom met him on the beach, and they fell in love and got married.
Has your life been difficult from what you imagined as a teenager?
No. It's difficult living in places that are very expensive with kids, like New York and Los Angeles and San Francisco, but I have a wonderful life and I love it.
Where do you enjoy living the most?
I enjoyed living the most outside of San Francisco, California. We lived there for 15 years and were able to have a wonderful house and pool and outside, and that was probably my favorite place to live.
Do you think you know where your husband's favorite place to live was?
He agreed with me. We both loved living there because our house was perfect and we had a great time.
Do you like living in Manhattan Beach, California?
I do. I like it more and more each year. I love living close to the beach. The weather is amazing. The only thing I think I would like more is to have a little bit more privacy and backyard space.
What's wrong with the privacy?
The privacy is that we live like a foot away from our neighbors on either side, and it's just very tight living so close.
What important lessons has religion taught you?
Religion has taught me to have patience, to be empathetic and kind, and to relate to other people who might not be as lucky as you are to have what you have and to help them in life.
Describe your first stay with your husband.
Stay? We spent a lot of time in the beginning studying together, so we would study at night and on the weekends in Arizona in graduate school, and we had a lot of fun. It was a lot of tough work, but we also enjoyed it.
How long was it before you started dating after you met?
It was about 6 months. We met, and then he went to Brazil and I went to Switzerland, so we didn't see each other for about 6 months after we technically met in graduate school.
How did you decide that you wanted to get married?
We talked about it before we graduated from graduate school, because we had to decide if he was going to go back to Chile or stay in the U.S.
If you guys decided to move to Chile, would you like Chile?
I don't know. That's a tough question, because if we moved now, I know I wouldn't like it. I might have liked it before we had kids, but it's just a very different culture. It's very crowded, a lot of pollution, a lot of beautiful things at the same time. So I'm not really sure if I would have liked it or not.
If all your children knew Spanish, would you?
No, that hasn't really affected anything.
When you were younger, what would your dream job be like?
I probably would have described my dream job. I actually had it when I worked for PM Weber, my first job in New York, because I learned, not only did I learn a lot about finance and Wall Street, but I also had a great time because I loved the people I worked with, and we were all really good friends and very close. So I was lucky to have that job.
So your job was the job you wanted?
Mm-hmm.
But when you were young, 7, what did you want to be?
Honestly, I always thought about being in finance, and like I said, I was lucky enough to be able to do what I always dreamed of.
So did you enjoy everything in your life so far?
Mm-hmm. I have, especially my kids. They make every day worth living, and I love being with them. And I love that they have a great sense of humor, and I just love them. So, yes.
Okay, thank you so much for
thank you.
This interview.